Boat Radio is brought to you by BoonRidge.com, the home of adventure.
It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Tina Diddle, thank you so much, and a happy anniversary to you and Dave out there in Gallipolis, Ohio. Well, good morning and welcome into Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Saturday morning, it is, gosh, already October the 7th. Do you believe it? We got a great show lined up for you. Hey, you want to buy a racing boat event? Well, Glock is for sale. The Glock Performance Boat Shootout. Ken Little is going to join us from Grand Lake in just a moment on our Boat U.S. guest line. United States Coast Guard Academy is going to be featured on the program today. Captain Robert McKenna, Director of Admissions, will join us to talk about what they do and the mission and how they turn out these great cadets that work in various areas in maritime around the country. And then we're going to jump back to IBEX a little bit. We're going to share a couple of products with you. ProSpec Electronics, Josh Berry will be with us to talk about some of their new innovations in audio and some of the things that are integrated into the old dashboard radio on the boat. Also, we're going to talk with Steve Ellis Jr. from Seafire Marine. And as you might guess, this is a company that sells fire suppression equipment for boats. And they are one of the leaders in the industry, been doing a long, long time, and was happy to talk to them. And we'll share that interview with Steve coming up for you before the end of the program today. Should mention that Randy Vance of Boating Magazine was back in town this past week. They were doing some additional boat tests, primarily tri-tunes and sport boats. Out of PB2, and got a chance to say hey and howdy, and I'll have some audio with you in a couple of weeks, because we will not be here next week. We got another week off from the program. We're going to be live on KRMS next Saturday from the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show, which is going to be going on up at the Lodge of Four Seasons. Yours truly will be there with the booth all set up. We'll have some Bob's No Wake Zone t-shirts, and we've got some door prizes that we're going to be doing up there as well. So we hope you'll take some time next Saturday or Friday afternoon and come on up to the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show. The Boat U.S. folks offer so many benefits for membership. $24 a year to join this organization of boat owners around the United States. All kinds of discounts. The mobile app is a great one. You get the magazine from Boat U.S. There's a boating safety course right there online from the Boat U.S. Foundation. Let's see. Oh, boat insurance is available, boat graphics, boat financing, boat show tickets at a discount. I mean, they're just on and on. There's like 50 different benefits that you get from just being a member. Now, I encourage you to add to the membership of Boat U.S. the towboat package for fresh water right here at Lake of the Ozarks. Unlimited freshwater towing. Total package for the towing and the one-year membership is $72. Call Captain Dave Anderson. He'll tell you all about it. His phone number is 573-216-4701. They've got four boats on the lake ready to go help you out or rescue you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year round. Towing, battery jump starts, soft ungroundings, fuel deliveries, they do it for you right here at the lake. And they do it right. Again, that number 573-216-4701, or you can sign up by clicking the links on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Should also mention that the Big Bass Bash is going on. Top prize for the biggest fish, $70,000. They expect to give out $220,000 this weekend. So if you're out boating around this weekend, please watch out for all the fishermen that are out there. Should mention that next Saturday is also Harbor Hop around the lake. For more information on that, go to funlake.com. And then just a little plug here for the Deck the Docks cruises, which are coming up starting the day after Thanksgiving on Friday, November 24th. Every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights through December 30th aboard the Celebration. And we'll take you around, show you some great lights, and have a great time on the cruise ship. Here's the number, 480-3212, or you can call Cruise, or go to the website, cruiselakeoftheozarks.com, for some additional information. Well, the event is just past its three-year birthday. We're talking about the Glock Performance Boat Shootout, and on the phone with us this morning, Ken Little. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, Bob. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Well, I get this email, you know, a week or so ago, and it says, yeah, We've done all we can do, and we're tired, and we want to retire. Is that the idea that you're selling Glock?
Yes, sir. We actually, you know, we spent a year on it, putting it together before we actually did the event for 15, 16, and 17. So we've actually got 4 years in it, and we've built it up to, as you know, a pretty respectable organization. You know, we try to run a professional outfit here. It's growing every year, but it's just time for Linda and I to find someone that's capable of grabbing the event and just following the footprint that we have laid down and just run the event and make it keep going, and it'll be great for the Grove Grand Lake community and actually all the performance boat racing, I think.
I think you're right. You know, we've kind of watched the thing grow. Of course, the first year was a little rough with the weather and a lot of the flooding that was going on in 2015, but 16 was much better, and this past summer was just excellent, and really good reports, really good reviews, great crowd turnout, fabulous turnout by the performance boat racers from all over the place. Do you have any nibbles, or are you looking for specific types of people who might be interested in taking this thing over? Obviously, they need to have a little bit of background in performance boat racing to kind of make this happen.
Yes, and, you know, the other thing is they can't live like hundreds of miles away from Grove, because there's a lot of things to do here as far as local meetings with the vendors and stuff like that, and a lot of sponsors locally. But, you know, we actually last year, for the first year we ran the event, reached out to different sponsors like TIG on the West Coast and people like that that were not around the local community here at Glock, because, you know, we became well enough known in 2017 that people were willing to jump in and advertise with us and sponsor the event.
Right. Well, like Polylift from up here at the lake, the Bravo Shop. I know you had several other sponsors from around Lake of the Ozarks that got involved. Is there a way for somebody to get some more information, specific information about kind of what the company looks like right now, what they might be, you know, getting themselves into?
Yes, sir. Of course, Lynn and I, you know, we did the event from scratch from day one. We started working on it in 2014. We have everything we have done over the last 4 years and 3 years of events. We have it on paper in the computer. So basically, all someone has to do is just pick it up and run with it and just use a cookie cutter and stamp out what we've already done and just carry it forward. There's no more. All the inventions are done. Mm-hmm. We have the primo spot in the nation to run the event with ground-based spectator viewing along the side of Sailboat Bridge. Of course, we have the only fast track, which we run both directions. But in order to, for somebody that might be interested in coming in and taking a look at this thing, they can either call us at 918-964-8031, which is the home phone, or the cell is 405-301-6755. I would also encourage them to go on our brand new website that we're really proud of. It's at GlockShootout.com, and that will give them a pretty good overview of the event. We have our video coming out for 2017 at about another 2 to 3 weeks, which we've done a video of the event every year. If somebody really decides they want to really take a serious look at this thing, they can contact us and come in and to our office, and we will take them through however long of a presentation that they need to feel comfortable with the event, because we have it all down and where they can take a really serious close look at it to really decide if it's for them or not.
Well, it would seem like there'd be an entrepreneur somewhere there in the Oklahoma, you know, southern Missouri, maybe Joplin area, somewhere maybe in Kansas that might look at this and go, you know, this is a great opportunity. You've already got the groundwork laid there for someone to come in and just sort of take over and run with the ball. And congratulations to you for putting together a great event, another spectacular performance boating event for our racers and for our spectators and people that really enjoy that boating atmosphere. Ken, good luck to you. We sure appreciate it. It's been fun working with you the last couple of 3 years, and we wish you much success in the motor coach days.
Yes, sir, and we appreciate you and and your friend Brad Harrington announcing the race, and Shane Sherman for doing helping us do it in 2016. You guys did a fantastic job here.
Well, thank you. We sure enjoyed it, and we still talk about it here and there, and we share some great memories from the event. So, Ken, again, 918-964-8031, or the website GLOCshootout.com. Ken, thanks again. I'm sure we'll be talking to you down the road.
Okay, Bob. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Next up on the Boat U.S. guest line, Captain Robert McKenna from New London, Connecticut, talking about the United States Coast Guard Academy. Our program brought to you in part by Smart Plug, the new shore power system. It's about time. A snap is better than a twist. You'll hear more later in the program on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Be right back on News Talk KRMS.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
Captain Robert McKenna is the Director of Admissions at the United States Coast Guard Academy. He's going to join us on the Boat U.S. guest line shortly. Coming up, though, we've got a couple of new products we're going to introduce you to from Ibex. We're going to talk to Josh Berry with ProSpec Electronics on some of their great new gear. And Seafire, it's an automatic suppression system for engine compartments. Steve Ellis Jr. will be with us as well before we wrap up the show today. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is proudly presented by Captain Ron's. They're the official waterfront restaurant bar, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Boy, what a summer it's been. And you know, Captain Ron's is the home of the Shootout 2018, the 30th annual coming up next year. We are still awaiting the results and I guess the writing of the checks, if you will, to the nonprofit organizations. We got that coming up for you in a couple of weeks, and we'll have some details on that. Still a lot of stuff going on there. Fall Harbor Hop is, that's next Saturday, October the 14th, and they'll, of course, be involved in that. The 28th of October, the 11th annual Adult Halloween Party, followed on the 29th by the 11th annual Kids Spooktacular. So it's going to be a great October as well at Captain Ron's. Entertainment tonight is staggered. They're going to be there from 8 to midnight at Captain Ron's. If it's happening at the lake, it is happening at Captain Ron's. The official waterfront restaurant bar, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550 Sunrise Beach. For more info, CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com. This morning on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, we're going to talk a little bit about something you may not have heard much about, the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. And with us on our Boat U.S. guest line, Captain Robert McKenna, Director of Admissions. Good morning, Cap. It's good to have you on the show, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you, Captain. I appreciate you spending some time with me this morning.
Well, absolutely. I get a lot of news releases from the Coast Guard about a variety of things. A lot of it, of course, recently about all the hurricane activity and what the Coast Guard's been involved in. But I got this one that talked about the Coast Guard Academy, and I hadn't ever thought much about it. But what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about that, share the information with you and our listeners about what you all do there. But first, tell me a little bit about Captain McKenna. What's your background?
Sure, thank you. Well, I'm originally from just outside the city of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, and I came to the Coast Guard Academy in 1985 and graduated in 1989, became a commissioned officer in the Coast Guard, served on a Coast Guard cutter out of Cape May, New Jersey as a deck watch officer and first lieutenant. kind of running the deck operations. The cutter I was on, our main mission focus was split between fisheries law enforcement in the North Atlantic and maritime drug enforcement down in the Caribbean. From there, I spent a few years, which is one of the neat things about the Coast Guard with our law enforcement authority. I sailed on a couple dozen different Navy ships. The Navy was able to leverage, you know, my law enforcement authority as a maritime law enforcement officer to actually enforce U.S. law down in the Caribbean, primarily in a counter-narcotics mission. And then through the rest of my time in the Coast Guard saw enough in me to pay for me to go to graduate school, which 80% of our graduates will go to a graduate school program paid for by the Coast Guard. So I got my Master's of Business Administration and served a few years at our Coast Guard headquarters doing kind of budgeting, planning, and resource management. From there, I started to branch out into search and rescue operations, homeland security operations, managed the Coast Guard retail program. You know, you may be familiar with the base exchanges, the retail stores that are on most military bases. So I did that for 3 years, managed our 67 stores across the country. And now I find myself back here at the Coast Guard Academy as Director of Admissions, and I couldn't be happier. It's just such a great job talking about the opportunities here.
Well, the Coast Guard Academy there continues to be recognized as one of the best colleges around the country. And you are the smallest of the five military academies, but that says a lot about being small. You can also be the best.
That's right, and that's a great point, and that's one that you know, we talk to students about quite a bit. We are one of the five service academies, of course, Naval Academy in Annapolis, the U.S. Military Academy for the Army in West Point, Air Force Academy out in Colorado Springs, the Merchant Marine Academy out on Long Island, New York, and the Coast Guard Academy. And of those, the Coast Guard Academy is unique. We're the only service academy that does not require congressional nominations, so our application process is very similar to other college applications. You don't have to go seek a nomination from a congressman or a senator. We're able to access more students that way and engage more students. But we really talk to them, to your point, we talk to them about the unique kind of nature of the academy. As the smallest service, we tend to be more of a family. Everybody knows everybody, and that really kind of lends itself to how we operate in conducting our missions. We are a small service. There's actually fewer people active duty in the Coast Guard than there are serving in the New York City Police Department. And we have this national, international engagement strategy. So we really partner and leverage quite a bit our partnerships with, you know, other DOD services, other federal agencies, state agencies, and local agencies. You know, our Coast Guard Auxiliary are operating out on the lake, you know, Lake of the Ozarks, you know, working for boating safety campaigns and those types of things, all the way up from, you know, as I mentioned before, where I had the opportunity to serve with the Navy in a very high-profile mission of counter-narcotics down in the Caribbean. So the Coast Guard has this just amazing broad range of missions, and we accomplish it with really small group of dedicated men and women.
And you talk about women, and I know I've done several stories over the last 4 or 5 years about the numbers of women that are getting into the marine business and the marine industry. But what about the academies? Are you seeing an increase over the years in women coming in?
We have, for sure. You know, when I was a cadet here, the enrollment of females was probably less than 15%. And right now, our core of cadets is 35% female. Hmm. We've got the highest enrollment of women relative to the other service academies. All of our jobs for all of our graduates are open, regardless if you're male or female. You know, there's a humanitarian, you know, kind of focus on our mission set. So I think our missions just attract people differently, people that are focused, you know, like that humanitarian-based nature. Again, taking nothing away from any of the other services. We all together perform critical missions for our country. I just like to point out some of the, you know, the unique natures that, you know, folks may want to consider if they're thinking about serving their country. which is a noble calling, there's opportunity in all those services. And I think the Coast Guard just has that unique set of missions that I hope folks continue to consider.
The young student, high school student, is thinking about where to go, and maybe the parents have been in the military or one of them has been in the military. Does that have an influence at all as to their acceptance or not, or are there other, you know, things that you guys look at when it comes to their application?
You know, these service academies, just like any, you know, top-tier opportunity in higher education, you know, we're looking for those students that have a whole wide range of attributes. We're focused on graduating leaders of character. So what do we look for? We look for students that demonstrate leadership in their high school, in their communities, you know, whether it's captain of a sports team, president of a club, student body president, those types of things. We also look for students that, you know, want to give back in their community. So they're volunteering for Clean the Lake Days, you know, volunteering for boating safety campaigns, helping out in homeless shelters, so those types of things. You know, young people that look like they put others before themselves. And, of course, academically speaking, all the service academies and higher ed in general is challenging, and our students are challenged quite a bit from an academic perspective. Everybody will graduate with a Bachelor of Science degree. So we look for students that are strong in math and the sciences. And then finally, kind of the third thing that we look for is students that are physically fit. Our occupation is takes endurance. It takes strength, not just to execute the mission, but as a leader of men and women, you've got to have that energy and vitality and enthusiasm, you know, to be serving alongside the men and women that are executing the mission. So we look for strong leaders. We look for, you know, really smart young people, and we look for people that are physically fit. And there's another, you know, other attributes that we look for. And I would say, you know, back to your question about, you know, students whose parents have previously served, they understand that commitment. They understand the sacrifice of every few years, you know, getting that job reassignment where you may go be serving up in Portland, Maine, and you may get reassigned to San Juan, Puerto Rico, you know, Kodiak, Alaska, or and all points in between. So students and sons and daughters of moms and dads that have previously served understand that, and we see that their insights are helpful when they get here.
Captain, we've got to hold you over through the break, if you don't mind. I want to find out some more about what are some of the jobs or assignments that might be available to those Coast Guard Academy grads when we come back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, talking with Captain Robert McKenna, Director of Admissions, United States Coast Guard Academy. You're listening to us on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9 FM, live streaming audio, brought to you by Smart Plug. And, of course, a repeat and a download podcast available at boatradio.net. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
We're going to be resuming our conversation with Captain Robert McKenna at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in just a moment as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues. I forgot to mention last week, Amber Peel won a Boat U.S. bag. Deb Dubois won the book from Shelley Blum about water skiing girl wonder, and we also had Sally Gardner. She won a Down Alert PSD. Those were all drawn from the registration box at the recent boat show at Captain Ron's. You know, the industry's most awarded PWC port is the PWC docking platform, the HP Extreme. I'm seeing these all over the lake. A lot of the retail establishments and bars and restaurants on the water are also putting these in because they are easy on and easy off. They are fully roller supported. Easiest load and launch of any PWC platform there is out there, and they've got those flat anti-skid walking surfaces for safety and convenience on each side. Yeah, you should try one. Get out there and go to one of the restaurants that has one and get on and off, and then you'll want one for your own dock. You can get more information and buy them by going to boatlift.com. Locally at Lake of the Ozarks, Hydro Hoist of the Ozarks is located on East Highway US 54 right there in Lynn Creek, about 4 miles down from Osage Beach on your way to Camdenton. Call the office at 573-346-7505 or just stop in. Pretty much weekdays there at Hydro Hoist Boat Lifts. And again, the website for more information and a location near you, if you will, go to boatlift.com. Screen printing and more, that's what they do at the new Printed Inklings. Getting ready to move down the block, just a block or so. But for right now, go see Kelsey Jackson if you need screen printing or embroidery work, design or freshening up your logos. She can do all that for shirts or koozies, hats, any specialty items. Right there in Camdenton on Highway 54, still across from Central Bank, just a little bit different angle. Bigger building, more facility for them to crank out more work. So give them a call at 692-5217. Find them on Facebook. And the Printed Inklings is the official T-shirt vendor for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And you can come and get a shirt. We'll have them for you up at the home show next weekend, Friday afternoon and Saturday at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. Thanks again. Kelsey Jackson is your contact at Printed Inklings, 573-692-5217. All right, let's get back on the Boat U.S. guest line with Captain Robert McKenna from the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. And, Captain, let me ask you this next question. This has to do with, okay, they've gone through the school, and now what are some of the assignments or what are some of the jobs that are available for these cadets that have graduated?
It's a wide range of the 11 missions that the Coast Guard is statutorily required to perform. I mentioned drug enforcement, aids to navigation, so making sure that our waterways are safe, marine safety operations, inspecting large commercial ships coming in and out of our ports, inspecting the facilities that receive these ships from overseas, you know, making sure that they're safe. You know, that operations that are conducted in these ports and at these facilities are conducted in a manner that where they're not going to release product into the water. You know, there's not going to be, you know, explosions or hazards in that regard. In this day and age, we are very focused similarly on the security aspect. And so making sure that facilities have the proper plans in place to respond to potential terrorist threats, but most importantly, to prevent those. Are they, you know, doing the proper background checks on, you know, the mariners coming from other countries and those types of things. Icebreaking, you know, a mission for us, a very important mission, and it relates to what's happening up in the Arctic. You know, whereas before there you couldn't break ice up there, there is now the ability for us to break ice up in the very northern latitudes. So the Coast Guard is really first and foremost one of the agencies in the U.S. government that is able to operate up in, you know, some of the recently opened waterways in the Arctic. So our graduates go on to flight school to fly helicopters, to conduct search and rescue missions that, you know, I think people are probably, you know, seeing and appreciating what our Coast Guard men and women are able to do down in Texas and Florida, you know, now in Puerto Rico. You know, you've just got these incredible, you know, women and men that are flying these helicopters in dangerous conditions and pulling people off of rooftops, using chainsaws to open roofs and houses and rescue people as water is climbing up, you know, literally, you know, within, you know, minutes of them really being in a great deal of danger. So serving as commanding officers of cutters, our students, our graduates certainly get to do that. And most recently, we've been sending graduates directly into cyber operations from a defense perspective and also understanding our networks and understanding other threats that are out there in the cyber world. Obviously, you got me going, and I could keep going on and on, but it's just a really wide portfolio of opportunity that our ensigns get to encounter.
I saw something in the literature from the website. Two of your graduates are also NASA astronauts.
That's right. Yep. Thank you. Yeah, and we certainly leverage them, you know, and they've come back to the academy and have spoken to our cadets, and it's really just an amazing, you know, it's amazing when you hear their stories of, you know, how many people would even consider a Coast Guard officer becoming an astronaut. It just speaks to the quality of the education that our students get here. You know, our rankings in U.S. News and World Report, Forbes magazine, Princeton Review, you know, tell us that we're doing a really good job of educating our students. And I think as they go out and execute our missions, I think we see that come to fruition.
We do a story every year. We have for the last 6 or 7 years about the Christmas tree ship, which is the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Mackinac.
Mm-hmm.
That goes into the Chicago Pier and delivers mm-hmm. Christmas trees. And it's a long story, but it's a great story. And we try as we can to get in touch with the commander and talk to some of the crew members about their experience helping needy families in the Chicago area. But, well, it's been great chatting with you and sharing this information about the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. Captain Robert McKinn has been our guest. And, Captain, tell us, a website, Facebook position, or wherever people could get more information about the Academy.
Sure. The best place on the web, www.uscga.edu. It'll give students what are, you know, kind of some of the benchmarks to look for in terms of GPA and SAT scores. They can learn a lot about how to visit the campus. That's one thing, if you don't mind me just taking an extra second to, you know, I really encourage students in any college search process to engage their admissions officers and try and make a visit to that campus. I think coming to the Coast Guard Academy, seeing the campus, trying it on for size, we have a one-week summer program between junior and senior year for students. So just coming here, you know, seeing how the cadets, you know, their daily life is like, and just seeing if it's the right fit for them is really most important.
I get that for sure. Well, thanks again, Captain. We do appreciate it, and continued success with the U.S. Coast Guard Academy.
Thank you, Captain. Appreciate you having me on the show today.
This is David Kennedy. I'm the manager for government affairs at Boat U.S. For more information on membership benefits, visit BoatUS.com. And thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Join us at the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show October 13th and 14th at the Lodge of Four Seasons. The Lake Area Chamber is proud to roll out for its second year in a row this out-of-the-box fall show. Attendees will have the opportunity to visit with exhibitors from home trades, healthcare, beauty and skin, business and personal services, boating, hunting, golfing, and so much more. Make sure you mark your calendar for this one-of-a-kind show. Businesses, it's not too late to reserve your booth. Contact the Lake Erie Chamber today. Visit LakeErieChamber.com for full details.
The Lake of the Ozarks Convention and Visitor Bureau would like to invite you to participate in this year's 32nd annual Fall Harbor Hop on October 14th. Draw cards from over 40 locations all around the lake for your chance to win big prizes and have fun along the way. Find out more information such as hours and locations by visiting funlake.com. We look forward to seeing you at the Lake of the Ozarks 32nd annual Fall Harbor Hop on October 14th. Don't miss out on a day of fun at the lake.
Plenty of things left to do around Lake of the Ozarks, that's for sure, this fall. We have the Harbor Hop and the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show coming up next weekend. The Home Show, of course, Friday afternoon and Saturday. Harbor Hop on Saturday right here at Lake of the Ozarks. For more information on the Harbor Hop, funlake.com. Or if you want more information on the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show, go to lakechamber.com. The electronics industry has exploded, and ProSpec Electronics is right on the forefront of it. They've got some great new items that Josh Berry is going to tell about in just a little bit as we bring you some of our interviews from IBEX this year. Also, we're going to learn about some automatic suppression, fire suppression systems available from Seafire, your onboard sale, a safe choice. Steve Ellis Jr., sales and marketing with the company, is going to be talking to us in just a little bit about what they have to offer and how the system works in your boat. CSEA-fire.com if you want to get ahead of us just a little bit. You know, the Marine Dealers Association is made up of over 40 Lake Area Marine dealers, presenting all the top brands of boats, marine accessories, docks, personal watercraft, everything you need to have fun on Lake of the Ozarks or wherever you might be here. On our website, you'll find a complete list of member dealers, also a listing of upcoming boat shows. Next one, Jan 4, up in Overland Park. Go to LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com for more information. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is going to be right back after this break. Our final segment is coming up for you on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM. Live streaming audio too. KRMSradio.com. Archives available at BobsNoWakeZone.com, usually by Sunday afternoon. Last break of the hour. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
In our final segment this morning, we are going to let you know we're not going to be here on the radio next Saturday. However, we will be at the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show. Our program, because of the hours, is going to be preempted for a live remote broadcast right here on this radio station. So we'll get you back here on the 21st. Coming up on the show, we are not done yet. We're going to be bringing you some interviews from IBEX. We're going to talk to Josh Berry, Sales Marketing Director for Pro Spec Electronics, talk about some of their new gear. And we also have Steve Ellis Jr. with us, Seafire Marine. These are the onboard in your engine compartment automatic fire extinguisher system. So we'll learn about that coming up for you. You know, I've been down by the marina this week and have seen some boats that are already getting winterized. And you go, oh, it's too early to winterize. Well, it's not too early to get on the list. Even though you might want to keep going out a little bit because there's still some great days of boating on our lake. Fall's one of the best. But no matter where you are, your schedule is going to end up where you're going to need to have the service done. The annual oil change, fuel filters, transmission outdrive service, maintenance to make sure it's done in a costly manner and a timely manner so that you're ready to roll when it comes to the spring and we're back out boating in 2018. One of the most important things you can do is protect your investment, so let the factory-trained service teams at MarineMax take care of you. And they've got a phone number you can call, which is 573-365-5382. They've got a new app coming, too, the MarineMax Service Express app that's coming out. But nonetheless, get a hold of them. Make sure you get yourself set up for a date that you would like to be winterized, and they'll be glad to take care of it for you at the marina, or they can come to your dock. MarineMax, and you can do it by going to the website, too, marinemax.com, or just give them a call in the service department, 573. And that number again is 365-5382. We also want to mention that our program has live streaming audio every week, and we also have that repeat of the podcast through boatradio.net. Now sponsored by SmartPlug, innovations in power delivery, safe, simple, and secure. These are the new dock wiring systems, if you will, for your boat, the Shore Power Cords. They come in the 30-amp version or the 50-amp version. And these increase pin contact areas for waterproofing and a triple seal installs in minutes. I put mine in, I put two of them in within an hour. Sleeve design, which is only lockable in one position. Two locks on the sides, one on the top, and boy, that baby is not moving. Take a look at it online. You can go to smartplug.com. And if you'd like to see an informational installation video, you can go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and click the link there, and it'll take you right to my YouTube video when I did the installation. Smart Plug, the new sponsor for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, live streaming audio. All right, let's dive into some of our interviews from IBEX 2017. First off, we're going to hear from Josh Berry. He is the sales and marketing director for ProSpec Electronics.
Got to have good music on your boat. Got to have good sounds. So let's talk a little bit about some of the new products that you have to offer.
Sure. Yeah, so our brands are JBL and Infinity, and we're coming out with a whole new lineup, kind of almost revamping our whole system. So what we're trying to do is follow the automotive tier. So we have three different levels. So we have the base Infinity, and the step up would be the Infinity Reference Series, and then the premium level would be the Infinity Kappa. So we're designing all of our products now to kind of flow with those different tiers.
And everybody wants Bluetooth now, right?
Absolutely. It goes without saying nowadays.
Yeah. Right. So between the three models, you know, small, medium, and large, I guess you could say, what's the advantage of going with the big one?
So the big one has all sorts of really sophisticated features like video input, so that you could put a camera, for example, in your live well or bait well, and then check out the health of your fish through our screen. It also has a 2-ohm stable internal amplifier, which means that you can hook up a total of 8 speakers to the stereo without having to buy an extra external amp, which is pretty cool. It's going to save the consumer a lot of money.
So it's got a lot of wattage to go there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Middle range and the lower range, pretty basic.
Yeah, so you're still getting a lot of bang for the buck. You're getting AM, FM, Bluetooth, Sirius XM. So, and then a lot of people have been very passionate about the rotary encoder. If you check out the one unit, for some reason they like turning that knob
like
instead
dial,
of
yeah.
the push button.
So. And then, of course, the speakers are the other thing. And now, not only with speakers, but you got to have lights in them.
Lights are very hot right now. I mean, you see them everywhere on the boats. And we wanted to integrate that into our Infinity reference line. So, like I said, it's RGB. So you can choose red, green, blue, or really anything, any color in between.
All right, very good. Now, if somebody wants some more information on the products, how do they get in touch with you, website-wise or
sure,
Facebook?
Yeah. So I would say you could either check out Facebook, Instagram, or certainly go to our website, which is prospecelectronics.com.
Thank you, Josh. Once again, that's ProSpec, ProSpec, electronics.com. Next up, Seafire, your onboard safe choice. These are devices used in your bilge, in your engine compartment, if you will, that automatically fire off if there is some kind of a gas leak or an explosion or a fire that might take place. Steve Ellis Jr. is the sales and marketing director for the company based in Baltimore, Maryland.
A fire on the boat's got to be the scariest thing there is. So first, tell me your name and your company.
Steve Ellis Jr., Seafire Marine.
So tell us what kind of products that you sell to not only the manufacturers, but is this an aftermarket as well?
Yes, it is. Okay. So we do fire suppression and then also fire detection as well. We offer pre-engineered systems. All you have to do is tell us the volume of your engine room, and then we can give you a system based on that volume. It's pretty simple.
There was some change, it seemed like, a few years ago in the kind of chemicals that could or couldn't be used, atmosphere or something.
Right.
But so tell me what's in here.
So we're pretty conscious of the environment. We only offer a clean agent, suppression agent. So we fill primarily with HFC-227, trade name FM-200, and then also 3M Novec 1230. 3M Novec 1230 is the latest and greatest on the market, especially when you consider the environment. It has a zero ozone depletion, and it also has a global warming potential of 1, which is basically negligible.
Yeah.
So those are the two agents that we fill with. We don't do any CO2, obviously, because of the lethalness of that. And obviously, halon, we don't fill with that anymore because it's obsolete in the industry.
So. Right. You know, I'm from Lake of the Ozarks. We had one boat explosion this year. I saw not too long ago, two days at Havasu. You know, guys filling up their boats, they forget to run their blowers long enough. And, you know, if they had one of these, it puts them out pretty quick then.
Oh, it certainly does, yeah. I mean, they're all tested to pretty stringent standards, FM, U.S. Coast Guard approvals, carry all the applicable approvals around the world, really. We're international. So, yeah, you can be assured that it's gonna certainly mitigate a fire hazard.
Okay. If somebody wants some more information on your products, website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's www.c-fire.com.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And once again, that website is csea-fire.com, seafire.com. Thanks again. We do appreciate that information on the fire extinguisher systems and also on that new electronics and audio systems. Thank you, Josh, for that. Congratulations to Myrick Coyle and John Tomlinson, Performance Boat Center Skater Powerboat 388 Catamaran. Won the Superboat Class National Championships in Clearwater. Way to go, guys. We sure appreciate you bringing those trophies home, and congratulations to you guys. Also, real good congratulations as well to Wake Effects. Did well down at the Clearwater races as well for event, the Superboat Class National Championships in Clearwater. We welcome you guys back to the lake. Speaking of being back at the lake, next Saturday, the 14th, is the Fall Harbor Hop. It's the 32nd annual event, and it's a boating event in which participants hop around from waterfront restaurant and bar marinas and draw cards in order to build a winning poker hand. Players can donate $20 per 7-card hand, start their hop, and draw their first card, and they can buy bonus cards along the way. 45 sponsoring restaurants and marinas along the lake's main channel, the Big Niangua and Gravois Arms, are participating. And for all the information on how you get involved in it, go to funlake.com. Let's be out there next Saturday while everything's going to be going into fall. We sure appreciate everybody coming back and enjoying Harbor Hop. Also, Deck the Docks is coming up. Light up your lakefront and help us raise money for the Dogwood Animal Shelter. We'll be setting sail aboard the Celebration on a scenic cruise aboard the Celebration coming up on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights starting November the 24th. Already tickets have been sold, we understand. Tickets are $30 on weekends, $25 on Wednesday. Reserve tables are available. Benefactor's Cruise coming up on Tuesday, November 28th for $125 a person. And there's reservation number if you want it. It's 573-480-3212. Once again, we'll not be here next Saturday due to our live broadcast from the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show coming on Four Seasons, Lodge of the Four Seasons up on HH. Hope you'll come join us. Until then, we'll see you in a couple of weeks back here.
Estás escuchando a Boat Radio.